On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, Pro 5 Remote, the Pro 6 Upgrade, and Stage Display. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, by the way, so just leave them below the video. That's probably the easiest way. If you're listening to the audio, which I'm happy you are, then you can just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. If you think, well, I don't know, none of those are really my speed, I've got a contact page, trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can find all my contact information and even leave your question if that's more like what you want to do. So please do that as well. So let's hop right into the questions. Darren Entwistle asks on Twitter, Paul, do you recommend a particular remote for pastors, ProPresenter 5, OS 10, for advancing message slides? Yeah, there are a couple of different options. I've used, when I've done some presentation myself, I do public speaking, so if you're interested, don't hesitate to hit me up. So I've used, there is a little remote, I'll leave a link in the show notes to it. I want to say it's a Belkin remote that seems to work fine. I also have used the ProPresenter remote app, which is a perfectly fine solution as well. The ProPresenter remote app has the positive that since it's over Wi-Fi, you don't have the distance limitations of RF that some of the USB remotes have. Definitely steer clear of IR remotes because they're line of sight. You actually want an RF remote, but you want to make sure that it can handle longer distances. And so either that or a Wi-Fi remote is the way to go. You can put an app on your phone. There are various remote apps that basically emulate a mouse. You could do that. The ProPresenter remote, as I mentioned, which with ProPresenter 6, they're coming out with a new version of that, so I'm kind of excited about that. That'll allow you to do Telestrator, which is one of the new ProPresenter 6 features. But those are kind of the ones that I'd recommend. So go ahead and take a look and see if one of those suits your needs. And if the computer is in a totally different room or far, far away from the pastor, probably the Wi-Fi based choices are the ones that you're going to want to go with, keeping in mind that they may not be as reliable sometimes. So, like, depending on the phone, it could be that you'll lose Wi-Fi connection. So that's just something else to consider. Steve Webb asked on trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, actually. Speaking of upgrades, Paul, how has Renewed Vision handled those in the past? My church bought ProPresenter 5 just a month ago. Do you think they'll offer upgrades for churches that have recently bought ProPresenter 5? I don't know. I'd say it depends. I know that they have announced that the day that the beta shipped, which was March 24th or 25th. I'm blanking on that date. Can't remember numbers to save my life. They said that if anyone bought Pro 5 from that point on, they would get a free upgrade. But within a month, I don't know. I mean, they've got to cut it off somewhere because you could easily say, well, I just bought this a month ago. I bought it 6 months ago. Well, I just bought it 7, 8, 9. 10, next thing you know, everyone's making the case why they could get a free upgrade. So I'm not sure that Renewed Vision wants to get into that, but I think it kind of depends on how quickly the final version of ProPresenter 6 comes out. If it comes out in the next few days, maybe you've got a decent case. If it comes out a year from now, probably not so much. So just keep your eye on that and ask the forums. It doesn't hurt to ask, but be nice and don't get mad if they say no. They've got to make a living and the worker is worth his wages. So keep that in mind. And they've done such great work. So Zane Willis on Twitter asks, view slide on stage display only gives yellow error icon. Any thought as to how to fix it and what the problem is? Zane, as it turns out, that's not a problem. The yellow, what you call an error icon, which is quite frankly what it looks like, is an icon to alert you that you are not presently controlling the main display. You're only controlling the stage display. So when you switch into view slide on stage display only, what you're doing is you're now only controlling the stage display. But the little preview window up in the upper left-hand corner of your screen that has the little error icon underneath it will show what's on the main display. It doesn't show what's on the stage display. So that's a bit of a problem. That's why they put that on there, so that you wouldn't accidentally invoke that, because it's easy to do. I think it's Command Shift 1 or Command 1, maybe Command 0. I'm blanking on what the keyboard shortcut is right now, but you wouldn't accidentally do it and then wonder why, oh no, ProPresenter's frozen up, except for the stage display. With ProPresenter 6, you can switch over to previewing the stage display, and I think that's actually what you wanted in talking with you a little bit further, but unfortunately that's not something that's supported in ProPresenter 5. A good way to get around that is use a distribution amplifier, a DA, you might call it a switcher, a splitter rather, and you split the signal before it gets to the stage display and just have a local monitor where you can see what's on the stage display. That's probably your best fix until ProPresenter 6 actually ships. So, how's that? Was that an answer to one of the questions you've been meaning to ask? If not, don't hesitate to ask them. That's what this show is all about. And without your questions, not so much having a show, so that would be a bad thing. Now, I do have a little bit of a backlog, so I've got a few weeks' worth of questions ready to go, so yours might not be next week, but please ask it, and I'll do my best to answer it. If you like this content, don't hesitate to sign up for my email newsletter by heading over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you can pick up some free church tech digital products that I have for you and a free copy of my newsletter where I give you the skinny on some of the new things that are coming out. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford telling you to go out and change eternity and visit TrinityDigitalMedia.com.